And we left off with our heroes clearing the summoning isle. Miss Stalker is dead and completely stranded there. But also, we haven't heard from Talgarai, who's afloat in the ocean with a dark mage. Talgarai just turned invisible, looked over his shoulder, and realized there's a shark headed for him as he's hanging off the boat. Welcome to episode 21. And we're on the boat. Talgarai looks over his shoulder, following the eyeline of this dark mage, sees a great white shark headed directly for him. This shark is just gonna, because it's got some wave sense, you just flicked your tail into the water, telling it exactly where you are.
But I'm not in the water. I got back on the boat.
Aren't you hanging off the edge?
No.
How did you splash your tail?
No, this was clear at the end of the last time. No.
It was.
I held on to the rail. I acted like I was jumping in, went invisible, but stepped back in, but I swept my tail to try to make it look like I splashed in the water.
Okay. Okay. All right. The dark mage turned over.
You could say I'm on the edge.
Turned over his shoulder.
I'm not dragging in water.
Well, I was going to have the great white shark jump up and lash at you. I'll let you back on the boat.
He could come at my tail. Just okay. Probably hanging over the edge.
We'll do a DC5 flat check because you're invisible. But okay. He does have some wave sense, so a shark would know where something splashed.
Sure.
Rolled a 3.
The invisibility!
You see the shark snap a couple feet off from where you were. It's totally miss. Okay. But there is definitely, yeah.
I feel like invisibility is just the best spell in the game, and you get it early.
Yeah. Do you know what ends when you take a hostile action?
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, good thing. Is that why you had me send it to you, so I'm not cheating?
Yeah. Jordan's a classic rule skimmer. He reads the part he wants, then he's like, cool, I get to do that.
Yeah. Exactly. Doesn't read the last sentence. Yeah.
Well, because every single one is a book.
Yeah. That's true. They are long. Which is why I've had to make myself cliff notes in my notes.
I prefer these melee characters.
Yeah.
Can't imagine spell tracking.
Spells, they make the spells.
I'm not questioning Mel's spells. I just assume he can do everything as much as he wants, whenever he wants.
The occult, I'm keeping track of them.
No, the occult spell list alone is over 600 spells. Just the occult.
Yeah, it's insane what's in the game.
Like,
yeah.
Well, and they don't just synopsize the spell for you. They describe, like, the actions you take when you cast it. It's, like, too much, guys. Just give me this raw stats, and I can figure
and
the rest out.
If you're not in, if you've never been in the situation they're describing for specific, like, thing, then you have no reference, so it makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right, what does Tal do?
What does Tal do? So, I saw the shark jump at me. With the mage's face, what... Was it looking concerned at the shark, or... After the shark jumps, I'd probably look back to the mage. What's he doing? What's his face look like?
So the mage looked at the shark, not overly concerned, just like, oh, yeah. Remember, the compass calls all those sea creatures to it.
I'm not in combat. I'm just doing whatever I want, right? Like, I'm not rolling. This isn't round by round.
I still have you in... We can go in flux, depending on what you want to do.
It'd probably be easier just to move an initiative... Rather than, even if you're not in full combat.
Okay.
Or we can do quasi-initiative, take turns back and forth.
Okay.
But he is still very much on guard. There's a creature on his that surprised him by jumping on his boat, tripped him as he got on the boat, and then he fired a lightning bolt at. Isn't sure if you jumped off into the water and the shark got you, or, like, now you're invisible, right? He hasn't done anything to detect invisibility yet that you know of.
So he seems unconcerned going about his business now.
Yeah. And I've had the ship going. So it was 3 rounds from 2 episodes ago. So another couple of rounds. Well, we're snapping to when we started episode 20.
Sure.
So you're about 150 feet out from shore. As you turn invisible, you can see the jet of mist come up from the island. You are close enough. I'm going to say you maybe see a glimpse of a creature come out, like fly and flop on the island, but you're not close enough to distinguish faces. You wouldn't know...
Well, and there were tons.
Yeah.
Probably other gnomes, too.
Yeah, you wouldn't know gnomes from Azurketti. Like, you're not close enough to quite tell
that. But and I the can ship, tell things are coming out.
Yeah, the ship has caught current. The sails are up now, so it's going to start increasing speed as it's going out to ocean. It was at, like, roughly a walking pace away from the island.
Remind me, because we, for the listener, we talked about this on Discord as far as the thievery thing, and I can't remember what the conclusion of that was. Last time I tried to steal it from his backpack, the compass, and on Discord we had said that maybe that's not actually possible by the rules.
Yeah, if he's in combat, if he's in combat mode, he's on guard.
Yeah, he's hyper aware of the things he possesses.
And it's guarded in his person. Like, you would need to best him before you're going to take something from his pocket.
Yeah.
I thought...
Like, he's got a little satchel on his belt.
I thought your thing said something about on guard, like, specifically, your feet said.
Right, I have the pickpocket feet, which says... So it says I can steal or palm an object that's closely guarded, such as in a pocket. I'm assuming a backpack would even be easier. Without taking a -5 penalty. You can't steal objects that would be extremely noticeable or time-consuming to remove, like shoes or armor. If you're a master in thievery, I'm not a master yet, I don't think, you can attempt to steal from a creature in combat or otherwise on guard. So I'm not a master yet.
Okay,
so you can't.
When doing so, stealing requires two actions instead of one. Let me make sure that I'm not a master. I think that's higher up, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you're a master
yet. I don't think you are either.
What's the word here?
Because it's trained expert master, yeah.
No, I'm not a master.
Okay, I guess your feet does, because steel reads you automatically fail if the creature who has the object is in combat or on guard.
Yeah, but the feet says he can only do it in combat if he's a master.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I just read.
Okay, so you can't do it.
I can't do it because you're considering him in combat.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe
again, this is seconds after he hit you with a lightning bolt.
Let's say character-wise,
it's not that long.
Right. And let's say character-wise, because I tried to steal from him once and failed, and let's say that character-wise, Tao realized that he's not going to be able to steal it, and that's why I wouldn't try again. Like, I tried once, and it's like, it's not going to work.
Yeah. And also, you felt the power of, like, another mage, and you're like, maybe this guy, you know, through the lightning bolt, like, has a lot of stuff coming at me.
No, that's what Jordan would know.
Tal does not know that.
Well, okay. That's not something he would think. He's solely focused on the compass.
Sorry, redacted.
And maybe this is, I don't know. Mark, can you step in here? Like, lore-wise. Characters in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have characters 1 to 20, and there's levels.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such a vast difference. 20 is, like, basically god mode.
Yeah.
Is that something that's, like, well-recognized? Because, like, it's hard for me to picture that, because, like, in real life, like, people can be more talented, but not that great of a difference as in this game. So are we, like, would we recognize that? Like, I'm going to meet people that are just so much greater.
Well, yeah, I mean, a level 2 person would be, like, me in an everyday setting. Like,
yeah.
I'm slightly above average, maybe in athletics versus other people, but I'm no Shaolin monk. Like, if I ran into one of those guys, they'd be, like, a level 10.
Yeah, imagine, you know, like, an MMA fight.
Yeah, like...
We're level 1 fighters. If we got into the ring with an MMA fighter, we'd all die very quickly. And you'd recognize very quickly that they're much higher level than you are.
Yeah, I see.
Even by physical appearance, you know, because they're all jacked and...
I still think, like, the difference is weirder. Because, like, in real life, even a level 1 or 2, you give somebody a dagger, like, they can do damage. In this game... If I'm a level 20 rogue, I can do so much more damage than somebody else with a dagger.
Yeah,
it's
a good point.
It's just kind of ridiculous. Like, I can't hurt this guy with a dagger. But in real life, I probably could.
Yeah, it'd be like John Wick with a pistol versus me with a pistol.
Right, like, you could still shoot him. You have the potential to shoot him.
Yeah.
But not in the game.
Think of it like Neo, actually. The other Keanu Reeves.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's magic that throws it off.
Yeah, exactly. And also extraordinary ability. Like,
right.
He can just download the abilities he needs to be good at stuff.
Right.
And so he doesn't gain the experience. It's like a cheat code, essentially.
Right.
But those things, like, exemplified in that movie, if he has those skills, he can then leverage them to be like a god, basically.
Right. So I'm trying to understand if a character in this world would know that every so often you're going to meet people that are just, like, superhuman, kind of. And you're just going to be like, okay, that's one of them.
Yeah, there would be notable adventurers that would have come across most of these characters, that, whether through legend or just hearsay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Play him in cards for it.
I would imagine.
Ask him if he wants to play Gollum.
That would be funny. Okay, so... If I do recognize that he's very powerful, and I can't get the compass. Okay, I don't know. There's a shark in the water, and I saw that there's a stream of guys coming out. And I've got a half an hour potential invisibility. And there's a bottom part to this boat?
Yeah, there's like a below deck.
No idea. What are my options, guys?
Jump off the boat and deal with the shark, who's potentially lower level, or hide out in the boat and see where it takes me. Those are the two options I see.
That's really it.
See if there's explosives in the boat and just blow his
boat. Well, that's what I was thinking with the needle darts.
Yeah, try to sink him.
Yeah,
exactly.
I could try to sink him. Try to be like, just sacrifice myself to take him out. I don't know if Tao would see that as worth yet, because he didn't hear the whole cleanse the pain story. Since I saw the stream of people coming out, that's probably the moment I would swim back, even risking my life with the shark, because I'm focused on getting Clam back, and that's why I was going after the compass. But if I saw that Clam might be coming out of there, possibly, then I would go back.
So
I'm gonna jump in the water.
Yeah, I have a mechanical question about the shark's wave sense. Since he's invisible, does that give the shark a bonus to sense him as invisible, or does he just know exactly where he is?
I'm operating a bit in the gray, admittedly, sure. Because it's not exactly...
Because unless that's a precise sense, if it's kind of like a imprecise sense, then I would say you still have a pretty good advantage as an invisible character to get away from the shark. Unless it's a precise sense, then he's just as visible as if he were not invisible.
Yeah. So, as Tal jumps off the boat, you see this ripple in space and time. And Dale Killian looks back. The mage looks back.
Dale Killian? I forgot.
And out reaches a demon hand just before Tal hits the water, pulls him through.
Grabs my tail.
Yes.
Right, he's just like, here's a rat tail.
He's, follow me, my son. Pulls you through, and it closes. Tal is gone, disappears.
Oh my gosh. All right.
All right, and we're back to the summoning aisle.
Alistair's just beating the ground with his mace. Going, Tepsi, where is he? Where's Tepsi?
Mel goes up and is like, tries to pull him back, and is like, that's not how we're gonna get him back.
Tepsi!
Clam's like, his fingernails are just raw because he's just digging at the is it stone?
Yeah,
it was
a stone that raised up a few feet.
So he's like trying to find the edge of it. He's like trying to get into the dirt stone area where the edge of this thing moved. He's slobbering. Deep sea!
Yeah, he can't see. The further he digs, the more stone of this pillar he sees. Yeah, he can't find the bottom.
He's crying, and there's vomit everywhere, which that's making him feel sick too. His sanity is low.
The water level of the island has receded too. So the ritual was going on, the water level was rising.
Okay.
And you were like in a couple feet of water and it started to lower down.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay. What's all those other characters doing that got out?
Just shock and awe. Again, this is seconds since this all happened.
So like, they're kind of just
Mist Stalker explodes. Some are wiping like a mist goo, just crap off of their bodies.
Is there anybody else that we would know out there?
Tamily.
Ramily. Again, you guys don't,
we didn't know him.
You don't know Ramily. You might recognize that they're related.
Say, does he bear resemblance to Tamily?
Yeah, definitely.
What's Bash doing?
Bash walks up to Ramily and just grabs him by like the collars and just kind of drags him over to the group.
I love this.
Oh, hey buddy. what I don't know you, do I?
I'm not your buddy, friend.
Not your friend, pal.
Bash goes, no. And he just throws him down in front of Clam's feet.
What's Mel doing? Let me...
Mel was trying to, like... Not really Alistair comfort, out. But, like, just tell him, like, this isn't how we're going to get these guys back. So he was like, over by Al.
Has Mel said anything to Clam yet at all?
No, not really. No, I don't think
okay. So you're trying to, like, restrain Alistair a little bit.
Yeah, like, kind of pull him back. Say, like, digging at this island isn't going to get anyone back.
Alistair's going to turn around to Mel. You don't understand. I failed him when he was here. I failed him with his father. I didn't stand up for him the way I should have. And then, on the island with the Otarians, I failed again. I should have killed that guard, that captain of the guard. And I almost got Bash killed. I failed at every turn, and I can't fail now.
No.
You didn't fail. There's so much that you did to assist this group, to help this group. We would have not made it this far without you. And we can't just dig at this island trying to get back into this. You saw what we had to do to just to open this portal. It's not as simple as digging a hole. We have to figure out how to get off of this island.
I didn't realize how much you cared.
And the Clam looks up at Alistair after that little speech. And is like,
I doubted your love for Deep Sea, but now I see that it is real. With all these failures, you're due for a success.
And he gives you a hug, and he's crying.
Thanks, little one, but I'm afraid that's small comfort when my failure is so stark right in front of me.
And then Clam looks to see what Bash threw on the ground, and... I look to Mel and Alistair again and is like,
I see we still have Bash. What's he doing?
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to remember. Did we start teaching Bash the alphabet after Clam got put in the compass?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clam doesn't
Don't be too hard on him, Clam. He's come a long way. Bash, tell him what you've learned.
He says the alphabet up to C.
B for Bash.
What do you do with that, smart guy?
Clam is speechless.
Clam would be completely dumbfounded. I would just look from Bash to Alistair. Bash to Alistair, just like...
You know what, Clam? You're right. I've had one minor success.
Bash, I hope that Kaka is okay. He was in a weird spot with me in there.
Does he smell? Does he smell a little bit like poop?
He flies to Bash covered in feces.
Wraith. Mel goes over to Clam and is like, "So what was happening inside of the compass?"
Oh, it's very hard to describe. There was. Everybody that goes in, if you, whatever went in with you when you touch the water, gets put on a pedestal, and you're chained by these magical chains. So Tipsy was on his own pedestal, and I was on a pedestal, and Tamily was on a pedestal, and you can't move, you're in lots of pain, and Tipsy was in pain, but he was doing much better than me. I had this guard with nuts in his mouth and a cock off his ass, and I didn't know what to do. And we were all on the same pedestal. And then this guy, he's very full of himself, walking around with his little pretentious beast, and there's some sort of covering on it, and he's telling us he's going to take over and kill the world. I don't know. He's got big dreams. But he's an idiot, so we don't need to worry about it. He keeps no records of his data.
Is that the guy that came out?
Yeah. He thinks he's so special, but he...
Hold on, did you make the connection?
Yeah.
That they look... No,
I don't...
He told him that. He told him it's his nephew.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed that.
But I don't know if
Jordan I'd didn't bring that up to
me. No, because I don't know if I'd want to reveal that to him.
Oh, it's purposeful.
Like, right.
It's a purposeful withholding.
I'm holding it back, yeah. Okay. Oh. Like, I don't want to just be like, Mel, your family's shitting on us.
Well, also, didn't Mel notice
that? Would Clam hold that back? I don't think he would.
I thought I remember at the end of 19 that Mel noticed the resemblance.
No, that was Tal.
That was Tal.
Only Tal.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, he
Mel doesn't notice anything.
Hang on. Yeah. I had a plan for this. I want to tell him, but I don't think I'd be the first thing I'd say. I'd be looking at Mel questioningly to see if...
Oh, yeah.
To see if there's something
like, to see
sinister
if,
there.
Right, because I never... Well, I don't fully trust Mel.
Mel opened up the portal, or the jet to begin with by doing the ritual.
Sure.
So, yeah, you have every right to
do it. And it has done all the rituals. Actually, Mel's done all the rituals all the way along.
Yeah, and he killed Bap-Bap. He's got the weird thing on his arm that he's
never
told us
about. You don't care about that.
He killed Bap-Bap.
No, I didn't care about Bap-Bap, but it was still striking to me that the guy went up and whacked him.
The evidence is mounting.
Yeah.
Well, you missed our nice moment around the campfire that I explained all this stuff.
Yes, you're right, I did.
Which is even more reason for a Clam to be suspicious.
Yes. So I'm...
Okay, that's fair.
Right.
That's fair.
So I'm eyeing Mel to see if he's going to give me up anything that I can bring this up, but I'm not just going to come out and accuse him or say what's happening.
And from his standpoint, he didn't see anything, so he doesn't even know there's something to bring up.
Right. So I think I've told you what was going on in there. And then I would probably be like, yeah, I saw... When the mage came out of the stream, all of our chains were released, and the creature was released, but we all were trying to jump for the stream and do the same, follow the mage's path. It was the only way out, and it was complete chaos. It was like a mosh pit at my friend Halgarai's concert, and I jumped... And I hit, like, I don't know, some mucus slide. And then, boom, I was gone. I never saw what happened to Tipsy or Tamly bitch. But,
Ramily just grunts on the ground.
I made it out, but I was hoping that Tipsy would follow. I assumed that he could do it, especially in the studio apartment he had on that pedestal. But, I don't know. I don't know where he is. He starts crying again.
Yeah, speaking of Talgari, actually, do we tell him that Talgari's here?
Well, yeah, he had a hint of it with that hand.
Oh, that's true.
Since
he
brought it up, yeah.
Yeah, would you say something after I say that?
I don't think Alistair would. He's too broken up at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, Tal?
Yes, that's right. He's a great rock musician.
He was actually on the island with us. He went after the mage.
Is that what that floating hand was from? I've seen that before.
Yeah, he tried to grab some of the water from the compass with the
Well, where is my friend now?
The mage escaped in a flash, but you know how fast Tal is. He was right on that.
Oh, he's got those nimble demon hooves.
He was, he thought you were still in the compass and went after it.
Good man. So,
he's
out
him.
At sea.
Yeah, I haven't seen him since.
Well, he... comes to save me, now I have to go save him. This is like a rat race.
well, we need to figure out how to get off of this island, that's for sure.
You know, how do you get off an island with no boat? Bash, what is this character you've thrown on the ground here?
Tamily.
I'm sorry, Bash, but that...
That'd be so amazing if he actually thought it was Tamily.
When Ramily speaks up, hearing his sister's name, it's like, okay, you know my sister?
Yeah, she's the one that started us on this adventure to begin with.
Oh. Hang on, can somebody explain to me who this is?
Wait, you know of Ramily?
I do?
Yeah. I don't remember. Baramie.
I, as Jordan, don't actually remember the whole story of how we learned Ramley.
Baramie told, yeah.
Baramie told thing, us. Yeah. The thing washed up on the beach. Ramley touched it, got sucked in. Tamley grabbed it.
Tamley was holding it when Ramley touched it.
Right.
Okay. That's when she first felt
how
the compass
power.
How
many years ago would have that? Like, how? He's been in there a long time.
He's been in there 70
years.
Years,
yeah. Wait. It's not 70.
70.
Really?
About 70. Yeah.
Ramley's been in there 70
then it was probably
years?
Lost yeah. at sea and for a little bit and then washed up on the shore, right?
No, well, no, no. Remember, the fisherman killed the Leviathan that had it in its stomach.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
It went straight
I didn't know
from
it was
that a... mage fight to Otari.
Well, that's okay. what I...
And that's
I didn't
Tamley
understand
it
that it was okay. immediate after the yeah. mage got sucked in.
So from the mage creating it to Tamley getting it all happened within a few days.
Okay.
What exactly... Yeah, I know you just said it. Repeat it one more time. What exactly did Baramie tell us about Ramley?
They cut the belly of the Leviathan uh-huh. open. The compass dropped out. Tamley picked it up, opened it. Ramley, out of fascination, touched it
oh, okay.
and got sucked in.
Yeah,
so
think,
he never,
I think that's about all
we
know.
There was never a period of time that he owned it.
No.
No.
Ramley never okay. owned it. And that was the first time Tamley felt its power. So Ramley was the second person in there behind
so technically
the
his only guilt would be through association being Tamley's mm-hmm. brother.
Yeah.
So Clam would be like, you are the one that priest told us about. That one with the great skin.
I forgot about that. The hyaluronic acid guy.
Yeah. Oh. I was shaking.
Oh, yes.
How long were you on your pedestal, friend?
It was the mage and I alone for years.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, he figured out how to get off his pedestal. I don't know how. Through some magic, he kept me there in torment. Kept talking to his pet.
What did you think when your sister came down?
I was mortified. I'd seen her face in the compass from time to time, and I saw her eyes the moment I got sucked in.
Did she talk to you?
I knew a darkness came over me. No, she was so far from me. I couldn't even hear her over the screaming.
Oh, I won't transfer her sins to you, brother, but do you know what she's done these past 70 years?
I do. We can see it. We see some of it from inside, but I know.
Most of those people that were down in there are because of her.
I know.
Mm. Okay. Well, how do we move forward now? What do you want to do? Walk with us? Try to find a way off this island?
Yeah. We seem to be a little stuck.
Is there any information that you have that you may have gleaned from this mage in your time in there that could help us?
I don't know. Hmm. I do know there was a certain amount of souls that the creature needed before it could erupt onto this plane, as he put it.
Hmm.
And he kept getting more and more excited as my sister would drag them in.
Hmm.
He kept saying that we were close.
So he needs more souls in there and needs to open it again so the creature is free of its bubble. Bleed. Whatever.
We didn't really call it a bubble lid. But in essence, yes, you are correct.
Well, that idiot doesn't know what it's made out of anyways.
The GM.
So, were there any Azarketti that came out of the compass?
Oh yeah, plenty.
Okay. Okay.
Clam is also going to take the time now to look back at Mel, now that some of this initial stuff that was on his mind got out of the way.
Mel, did you get a good look at that mage when he came up right in front of you?
No, he was gone too quick.
He did have a hood, yes. Did he speak at all?
Did he? I can't remember.
I don't think he did.
No. Not to you. None that you heard.
He said nothing. He was just gone in a flash and on the boat. And Tal took off after him.
Tal is the only one that heard him speak.
But we did. And then this mist creature came out of nowhere as well. And we immediately had to deal with that.
Clam's gonna put his arm around Mel for a second, and they're just gonna walk off a little bit and talk privately.
Okay.
And as we get some feet away, I'm gonna...
Mel, you know how when you're holding the compass, you can kind of sense and hear family members in there, and they scream?
Yes.
Did you ever have any sense of anyone that you may be connected to that was not screaming?
I guess that's a question for the GM.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no. You did not hear. Delkillian was not screaming in the compass.
Okay. Right, but he asked if I felt like
a sense of connection.
Like,
and through those will saves.
You felt a special bond. Yeah, say that.
Yeah. No, I did.
Well, no. Say the thing you're about to say.
What?
So, Jeff and I have messaged each other.
like our meta gaming.
Yes.
How my luck of rolls while having the compass,
those will saves.
Actually the mage helping me in real life roll better.
Hilarious. <That's
laughs> Melkillian never once failed a will save. Tipsy failed a lot.
Like 10. Yeah.
His Mel will never once. Is so, ridiculous.
So that's,
but even I was increasing the DC and it's still.
He's
they were all plus
20s. Time,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
why Adam's hand went did the Jedi maneuver every time he would, every time Jeff yeah. would roll.
Yeah, our meta gaming. Yeah. So I guess if we're going off of that, then I could, let's see, Mel would be like, I never really felt a connection, but I also feel like it was easier for me to carry than Tipsy.
Can you look at me in the eyes? I know you gotta look down quite a ways. Maybe you could kneel a little bit, do a power squat.
He takes a knee.
Power squat. Power squat.
Right, here's a rock. Let me stand
you
on
all
this.
Sit.
He crouches in one of those yoga poses.
Look me in the eye, Mel, and tell me you don't really know what's going on here.
No, honestly, I don't know what's going on. This adventure started with a compass, and that's the first time that I've seen it.
Roll sense motive.
Yeah, actually, can I roll a sense motive on Jeff to see, just for Clams, to see which way I would fall on believing him or not?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
What is that against?
Your will DC. So basically, your will bonus, but plus 10.
Okay.
Your will's got to be super high.
Well, sense motive is called Cthulhu, I think.
What is it called? Perception?
Well,
there's something.
Yeah, it's something. I can't remember.
It is something. This just in.
We always call it sense motive.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
What is it called?
Because Mark's used it a lot.
Yeah, he has. What's it called?
I don't know. Yeah, no, it's sense motive. I'm right. Sense motive.
Yeah, I thought it.
Come on, guys.
It is sense motive.
Spot hidden is spot hidden.
Oh, there it is. Sense motive. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just rolling purely against your...
My will. Plus 10. Right?
Actually, it's deception.
I'm
but
rolling against
Mel's
your
not trying to
no,
deceive
no, no.
you.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not... sure what...
You can tell whether...
Or other appropriate DC. Oh, yeah, I like will.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. This is just purely for story direction here.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Clam is skeptical. Right?
I was going to say,
that means that
or is that low enough that he thinks that it's okay?
No, it's the opposite of what he is true. Because now he's...
Yeah. If I passed it, I was going to say that I believe your intentions are good. And this way, I don't know yet. Okay. So,
yeah, you're skeptical.
I was doing a 50-50 chance or so. Okay.
Well, there's so much I don't know about you, Mel. You'll come into our group and you'll follow along behind blocking the sun like a good tall boy. And then you just kill Bash's bird out of nowhere.
That was purely
accident. Sure, that's what they always say. And then...
Look,
Hang on, let me finish.
We had a really nice campfire that you missed.
I'll talk to the others. I'll talk to the others about what's been going on since I've been down in that little fishbowl. But what you got? What's with the harm? The thing on your arm and there's all sorts of weirdness about you. And what was with that priest lady? She was like scared of you. There's something going on here that's attached to you that I need more data to understand what's going on. And there's something I need to tell you, but I don't have the trust yet.
Most of what you're describing has to do with my upbringing and the god that my family worshipped. I'm sure you've been around enough to hear of Zangkutian.
Well, I have heard of that.
Well, my family was...
Never good.
My family was deep into that following. My father was a high priest.
Where is your stance going to be if he's behind all this?
My family did many things that I have come to question. It led to me leaving them. It led to me seeking out other truths, trying to find this balance. I don't feel like my family had all the right answers. And I left trying to find those.
I'm gonna call Alistair over to join us.
Hey, Alistair.
Alistair looks up and he's just got a tear-streaked face. He's all covered in dust from beating the ground.
I can use your input for a moment.
Oh, all right, yeah. Now, what's up?
Tell me how you feel about Melchillion here. Do you think that we can trust him moving forward, even if this situation creates a rift between him and his own god?
Yeah, I we had a little bit of a chat around the fire about this, and I asked him as well about his following and the god he chooses to worship. What worship? And he's skirting the borders of breaking the oath with his own god to be with us. I think that shows devotion to our cause, not his gods.
Clam's still nervous, so I lean over to Alistair and I whisper into your ear who I saw the mage was.
You're sure?
His resemblance.
Well, he actually told you. The mage.
Right. Right. He told me who. That's what I mean. I'm thinking Tal.
Yeah.
Clam, yeah. So I tell you exactly who he said he was.
You sense no deception with him. You're sure.
I mean, yeah. So I would say
he had no reason to lie. He was just.
Okay.
He was telling me his plan to take down the world and who he was. Just kind of wrapped into that.
Mel, what's the last you saw of your uncle?
My uncle?
Dale Killian.
How do you know my uncle?
This little one says that he's the one that's... The one we... The guy we've been hunting.
The one that came out.
Yeah. Dale was the one that did all this? Uncle Dale?
Somehow that name takes a little bit of the weight. It just sounds like your drunk uncle at Thanksgiving.
And Mel is going to share a story with you from his childhood, the last conversation he remembers.
Great.
With Uncle Dale Killian.
What a fortuitous question I asked. I didn't even know.
And I don't know what this memory is going to be yet, so here we go.
We're letting it rip. Not much is written down. Okay, so we flash back to that same room where Mel's father dug the wound into his arm, the fire still burning. Mel's dad, Cathillion,
mm-hmm.
Cathillion and Delkillion just in an argument, Cathelion storms out of the room.
This is the same day that the...
Not necessarily.
Okay, just the same room. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
And Dale sits down next to Mel. Mel, you have a lot to learn about this world.
I know that this can't be all that we do here. Just pain? That's... This can't be it.
See, your father's view of pain stops short. He thinks pain will cleanse the individual. But I know life only consumes other life. It's the call of the natural world. Why fight our calling? Consume and destroy this plane.
I don't know that... I know there's more. That does not sound right. Torture the torture. At some point, there's no point. There's no more pain if you just keep torturing.
Oh, Melchillion. You know, not only that everything deserves to perish, but we're destined to push the plow of destruction. If not us, this world will crush them soon. And only through destruction are we cleansed.
No, there's more. We're not just pushing the plow. More pain would come from a season of lost crops than to just tear up the earth.
What would you propose, young Mel?
There's a balance. Pain can't exist on its own. If you scorch the earth and then just continue to scorch, then there's nothing left. There's no more pain. Without love, without connection, there's no pain. How long can you torture someone before they give up?
So what is pain's purpose then? You can't deny it.
No. Of course not. There has to be pain. There has to be pain for there to be love. And love to be pain. There's a balance. Why do you think our God never attacks his sister?
Dale gets up, storms out of the room. You'll see one day, Mel. You'll see. Anything Mel shouts to him as he's leaving?
No, Mel just sits down. He's very confused about all this. You know, his father's pulled him one direction. Mel has been whispering in his ears all of these years. And he's just completely torn right now. He doesn't know, like, what his path is.
And we're back. Our heroes still on this island. Discussing Mel's past.
So you had some insight to your uncle early on. This doesn't seem out of character for them, is what you're telling me.
No, this does seem like something he would do.
So it seems like he had a goal that you felt was not achievable, but now he found some creature under the earth in a soap bubble that's making it possible.
He has a warped perspective on pain. Pain and destruction almost seem interchangeable to him.
We need to put him in some pain here. Turn the table on him. Hopefully Tal's doing something good out there. I'm a bit nervous. How skilled is your uncle?
I didn't know him all that well. He was always off doing something, researching, coming back just for brief moments in time. Him and my father never got along. My father was the favorite child of my grandfather. And Dale was always kind of just left to his own devices.
What would your father think of all this?
Oh, he would not approve. But
what is that?
Not in the sense that you might think. My father is very much the by the rules, pain, torture, cleansing and pain, but not to the level of destruction. My father is much more worried about his legacy and keeping power than to do anything like this.
How would inform me on your god? Would he fall on your father's side, or would he fully approve of this operation by your uncle?
I would like to think that he understands that there's a balance. But that's just how I've come to view these issues.
Do you have communication with this god? Could you ask him to, since this is now a world-altering event, if the possibility of it going through, do you think he could intervene on our behalf and pull his divine powers that he's blessed upon this uncle? I don't know how this works, but if it's a possibility.
I feel some divine intervention every now and then, but never a direct line of communication.
I wonder how chaotic this god is. Well, what's our next step, do you think, boys?
We ought to get off this island somehow. What about these Azacate? I've heard tell that they're excellent swimmers. Is there a way they could act as our life preservers as we traverse the sea?
Are there any trees on this island?
No.
No trees.
Just a tiny little rock.
Are there any holes, like cave-type things? It's just completely smooth?
There's no cave that you see.
Okay.
My perception of this was it's just like a small, nearly flat rock.
Like we
that's
can
just jutting
is it
out
so
of the ocean.
Small we can see the all of the edges.
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah. It'd take you a minute or two to walk around and look at the whole thing.
Well, Clam just got here. I'm just gonna look around real quick to see if I can find anything. I just like to walk around the island and just do a search, a perception. Just see if there's anything that would be of use that I might notice or whatever.
Okay.
Maybe Bash could make a survival check.
Yeah.
4.
Just anything.
We're grasping at straws here.
You got the best survival amongst us, I believe.
21.
Oh, my
Alistair
perception.
Would like to retch repeatedly until he's unsickened. What's the DC I'm trying to be?
I think it's 24. Rolling.
Can Bash come up and try to heal him? Maybe that'll help him retch.
It actually doesn't.
That'll help him retch.
Actually, could I do my daily alchemy?
So yeah, you can.
Okay, I'm going to do that. My perception check was like 13. I didn't find anything.
Evan, in your survival, you're not seeing a lot of stuff here. Like I said a couple episodes ago, there's some scrub bushes. They're very small. You have the remains of that creature and then a couple people.
I feel like
Mel goes over to the Azarketti.
Thank you.
To strike up a conversation.
That's what I was hoping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he does he?
Yeah, he does. Because he's got his translation stone. He's ready to go. He goes up to the nearest Azarketti or the Azarketti that are over there. They've kind of like, I would imagine... They've kind of formed a group.
Yeah, they're chatting hushly. Yep.
Yeah. So I go over to him. I'm like, it's fantastic. They have a boat coming for us.
Finally, it pays off. It pays off. Jeff,
should be here any minute.
Narrator's note, this is what happens when you give the players the voice of God.
Is there a potato stew freshly made on there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I turn around and I'm like, yeah, they got potato stew.
It's actually, it's those other guys. It's that other boat. They're coming to follow, yeah. Oh, that's funny.
No.
No.
That is not what they're saying. But one of them does motion and point And everybody want to give me a perception?
I'm too busy rolling my fortitude saves.
Can you act that out? Alistair's just in the corner.
Yeah, he's literally stuffing his fingers, everything down his throat. He's got the end of his mace, he's chucking it
down
there.
Does he want Bash's help?
I don't think you can help.
No, Bash can help.
Oh, no. No, he does not.
Caw-caw can help.
I perceive nothing.
You perceive nothing.
I
cool.
I don't either. I looked around. I couldn't
I've rolled
anything.
Roughly 400 times.
I mean, I rolled a 19. What am I?
Are there any... Wait, did any gnomes come out that Clan would notice?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you see gnomes, none of them you know. Right. There are definitely gnomes out there. Yeah.
Are there any bleaching?
They have to be if they're stuck in that thing for 70 years not doing anything.
Well, no, only Ram lives in there for 70 years. These could be from somewhere.
And you don't age in the compass.
Right.
So...
Well, bleaching isn't aging. It's being uninterested.
Oh.
Yeah, it's literally dying of boredom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say you see a elderly gnome fur trader named Garf.
Yes!
Garf!
He's got a name!
This is so good! Okay, so I want to go talk to Garf.
Hiya!
Can Bash try to heal himself during this?
During sure, this go for it.
Hey, good, 20.
I actually, before I, well, no, I'll talk to Gar first.
Well, hi, friend. Well met.
Saren rayed me sideways. That was quite a day.
It sure was. Where do you hail from before falling into that godforsaken bubble?
I was adventuring in Otari, you know? Just like the guys do.
Ah, fellow adventurer, eh?
Yeah.
Well, did you go for the fish festival?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Not many fish.
No?
No. Well, I mean, you know.
Did you find any kobolds in the basement?
We found a couple. We found that little trickster. We saved him. We brought him back to Tamalee. We were so excited. And then she said, oh, if you're really excited, we have some magical thing that you can touch and play with. And now we're here.
Okay. How many was in your group?
The three. They're sitting over there.
Okay. Well, it seems...
I've forgotten all the names.
It seems to me, friend, that... how many years do you think you were in that? Or are you not sure?
I totally lost track of time.
You know, well, I know you haven't been able to see yourself lately, but let me... I have a little piece of metal here.
And I'm going to pull out, like, a shiny metal so he can kind of see his skin and see that it's lost a bunch of color.
It loses even more color. Like, he
grows
completely pale now and just speechless. He... not focused on you, touching his face, touching his hair.
I put my hand on his shoulder.
I'm well versed in what happens to gnomes. It is my life's mission to help us find motivation to keep us from bleaching. Let me show you a little something.
And I'm going to do the elephant toothpaste trick for him. And
oh my God. Oh my God. Alistair's just shaking his head. He's like, what do they teach them in the Wonder Keepers? He's only made this gnome whiter.
No. First year is elephant toothpaste.
Yeah.
No, you see.
Next is
no.
Close-up magic.
You don't.
Coin magic.
Yeah, and then third year is Chris Angel shit.
Now, you don't have to find an interest in the science like I did, but... there's many hobbies out there available for your mind to become wrapped in. We will find something for you if you'll stick with me. I have some Wonder Keeper locations around if we can get off this island.
Okay.
We'll find something for you before you fade too fast. We can bring some of that color back.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to let you get your friends that you came in the compass with. I'd like to round everybody up here and let's have a little group chat. See if Mel can get those Azarketti fish boys over here.
Okay.
Yeah, what were the, going back to that, what were they pointing to? Did we see what... Oh, you asked us to roll perception.
Did anybody roll?
I did.
I rolled poorly.
Yeah.
I rolled a 19.
Oh, you rolled a 19.
I got a 24.
Bash sees, Alistair would see this too, cutting through the mist, the slender outline of some sails in the distance.
Can we swim for it?
Or can someone do something?
Tell the Azarketti.
Well, we can just wait. It's coming at us, right? Is that what you're
like?
No, it's not. Well, I should say, you can't tell the direction at this distance.
Can we send up a signal or something?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. We could, maybe. Is there any driftwood on the island?
No, there's no trees.
Well, not driftwood. Really. That's why I asked for driftwood.
You said there was some brush.
Stuff that would have washed up.
Yeah,
he said that there was some brush.
Yeah, I don't know how much of it you could float on.
Well, no, I'm asking for lighting it on fire.
Lighting it on fire.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
A signal flame. Signal.
Yeah.
Are there enough corpses that we can make a raft?
You have to get really hot fire to burn a corpse. Let me tell you.
I wanted to tie them together to float. Floating corpses.
Oh.
No.
Tie them all together.
There's not enough floating corpses.
I've seen Titanic. I don't think that works.
Just get enough surface area.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to try to make a signal.
Yeah, so we gather the brush. I'm assuming since it's this island is rocky and everything, it's kind of dry.
Well,
I wish Tipsy were here. He could summon fire from his fingers.
Wait, no, Clam can. And Bash
but
has arrows.
Alistair doesn't know that.
Oh, yeah. No, you so say that.
That's what he said.
I'm sorry. I missed it.
So, Jordan, this is a role-playing game?
Right, yeah. No, I was...
That's not how he really talks in real life.
I know it seems so natural.
All right, I'll go back to it. My head was somewhere else.
If only Tipsy were here, and he used to be able to summon fire from his fingers. We could just light this stuff up and signal that boat. That'd be real easy.
Ah. Well, Tipsy's skills may not be all lost.
And Clam lights up his palm.
Hey, Bash. How many arrows you got left there?
Many.
Dip one in the flame here.
Okay.
Fire it out into those clouds and see if we can get the attention of that boat.
Wait, hold on.
I thought we were just going to light the brush on fire.
Not attacking this boat.
Oh, I thought we were launching it up as a signal, like a flare.
Oh, no. My intention was to light a signal of fire on the island and draw them over.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, I can just do that with my hand, probably.
Yeah.
Well, it helps if there's smoke, too. You never know.
Oh, okay.
We can do both.
No, I mean I could light the brush with my hand.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So we don't need bashes or anything. All right, so I'm going to
do that. Going to use them as kindling.
So we gather up the brush. I'm going to light it on fire
one
with ignition. And do you need me to roll for that at all or anything?
It lights on fire. I am going to roll to see whether or not this ship can see it. Someone on the ship will see it.
Okay. So their perception is right.
This is where it fumbles.
Okay.
So we don't know.
We don't know. We'll just have to pay attention. Are they getting farther from us or closer? Anybody see?
What time is this, night or day? I can't remember the time that we're at.
It is day.
I rolled a 27 perception.
It feels like nighttime because the island is so stormy and the mist and everything.
I rolled a 27 on perception. Can I tell whether they're getting closer or further?
After a few minutes go by, you're intently staring at the ship, and you lean over and think to yourself, it does appear like they're getting slightly closer.
All right.
Where's Tal and all of that?
I was just
no, I'm sorry.
He's in another plane.
Yeah, he got pulled in by his father.
I'm sorry. Yep.
Yeah.
You can take that out in editing.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. We got to fuck up sometime.
So far I've been doing it a lot.
It's alright.
Did
I bring that whole group together? We have everybody?
Yeah.
There are dead. Yeah, because they stuck a tail through that one guy. There's a few dead people laying around.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like Otari guards and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Pull their clothes off. Let's burn their clothes. Make this fire a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Bash!
Grab their clothes.
Bash was already taking their clothes. Yeah.
Good one, Bash. You're way ahead of me. I see you've anticipated our needs.
Just making a pile of, yeah, dead people clothes.
Oh, can wait. Could you send...
I can. I could, but I can also use my feather token that I have.
Oh, what does that do again? I forget.
Oh, it's a message.
Hot rock.
Oh, thanks.
Genius.
Thanks. So,
Are you sending it to?
See, so when activated, the token transforms into a small sparrow that waits on your finger for you to relay a message up to 1 minute in length. Along with the name and rough location of the recipient. The recipient must be... The recipient must be someone you've met.
Ara. Location. Send it to Ara.
I could send it to Ara.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
Yes. That's perfect.
Yeah, I can do that. Certainly. And it flies off at 30 miles per hour.
I cannot wait to hear
what
Bash's message is going to be. It just... Ara.
Wait, do you have to be the talker?
Yep. It's good. It's me. Bash is gonna send the message. Want me to send it to Ara, not to that boat?
You've met Ara. You don't know who's on the boat, so.
Right, you can't send it to an object.
Right. So it would keep searching for, like, if she's not there, then this thing keeps searching for her. So.
I mean, she should be where she was, somewhere on that original island.
Okay, so Bash is going to use this feather token. The bird perches on his finger, and he says... he says, Mother Ara, ritual complete. Many Azarketi need help. Send help. Okay. Lone Rock Island. And he sends the bird off to you. He tells it where Ara's island is.
Alistair is dumbfounded by the amount of speech that just occurred.
He's so proud, like another tear comes down his eye.
Yeah.
Do you keep the fire going? The bird flies off?
I think I'd smother the fire at this point. We don't need that boat. And who knows what's on it? Good or bad?
I would probably... Hang on there, Alistair. Why don't we stack the deck in our favor? We don't know if Ara can find us. We might as well have all potential ways to get off this island available.
I don't know. We've run into too many Dwaga boats.
But Dwaga, do they use sails? That seems unlikely for them.
I think the one we fought on the way here did, didn't it?
I thought that was just a metal bone thing.
Correct. The Dwaga boat did not have sails.
Okay. All right. We can see what's what.
It's gotta be. I would imagine it's human or elven or Azarketi.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true. It could be an enemy, but I think we have to take our chances. Because what if Ara doesn't find us? We don't have a lot of resources here. We're on a barren rock. We have to start eating each other.
Well, that's easy. We know who to start with. He looks at Ramley.
I agree with Clem. Let's keep our options open and see what this boat is.
So stoking the fire, ship keeps coming closer. After a few hours, ship pretty close now. Looks like they're almost in the range where they could send down a rowboat or something. This is a too big of a ship to harbor right at this small island. You know, very rocky. It doesn't want to get that close. So, almost to the range where they're sending down some rowboats, and...
Do we see any flags or anything that would indicate where this hails from?
Give me a perception.
Oh, of course.
Actually, it'd be society.
Oh, well, I'm not going to roll again. It's two. So, either way, not good.
So,
19.
Mel sees... an Atarian symbol on the flag. As the ship gets slightly closer, a sparrow flies up to Bash and whispers something in his ear. What does it say?
You want me to read it?
What
Bash?
Bash hears this. How would Bash respond?
Yeah. Okay. Bash says, "Azarketti, come."
Does Mel translate?
Do I have to?
No, the Azarketti are
no,
coming.
No, to the Azarketti.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got you.
Because
okay.
They can't understand it.
Yeah.
Common.
Oh, yeah. No, I got you now. So, yeah, Mel looks over at the group and goes...
Are there any Artarians that are still alive within the group of expelled people?
Yeah. There's the gnome fur trader, a couple other gnomes.
Okay, so do you mention that the boat has the Artarian flag?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So... I guess Alistair's main concern with the Otaris would be making sure that they make sure their people know that we mean them no harm, I guess. That we're not here to fight with them.
Yeah, maybe Mel's like, Alistair, maybe you go talk to the Otari and let them know that we mean them no harm and see if they can help us out.
Okay.
Bash also says... Ritual has consequence. Azarketti, see large creature.
Wait.
Oh, Leviathan's coming to us.
Larger.
Oh, no.
No.
And we'll see you next week.